It's Take Control Tuesday. That means I have Mansa Musa on the phone with me. And Mansa, something troubling is going on. A lot of people are doing those paying for kind of loans when they're buying groceries. And this is totally troubling. We really shouldn't be doing that. But you have some strategies to keep us from doing that.
Yeah, you know, things are tough when people start taking out loans just to buy groceries, you know, borrowing money to eat. And now I'm not judging anyone. Life's expensive. Sometimes yeah. It feels like math just doesn't math.
Yeah.
But here's what I want you to hear today. We cannot borrow our way out of hunger. We have to think our way out, plan our way out, and work together as a community. So let's talk about what that looks like. First of all, we have to change how we think about food. Most of us grew up with grocery shopping was routine. Grab the list, fill the cart, swipe the card, but that doesn't work anymore.
No.
So what we've got to do, number one, is move from automatic to intentional.
Okay.
So before you ever set foot in the store, know exactly what you already have at home and what meals you can make for it. Half the time, we buy food that is already sitting in the pantry. It's just unorganized or overlooked. Second, move from comfort to clarity. When we're stressed, we tend to shop for comfort. That's when we buy snacks, quick meals, something that feels like a reward. But that's how your grocery run can go from $50 to $100 really quick.
Very quick, yeah.
So standard advice. Go to the store after you've already eaten or rested. Full stomach makes better financial decisions every time.
Yeah.
The third thing, phase of this is move from brand loyalty to value loyalty. It's not about the label. It's about feeding your family well. And most store brands are comparable to the name brands. Make the grocery trip a strategy, not a struggle. Start with a weekly food plan. That doesn't mean gourmet. It means realistic. So what's on sale? Know what you already have in the freezer and what can be stretched across multiple meals. A big step that people should do is shop with cash or a debit card set aside only for groceries.
Okay.
You can get reloadable debit cards that you can use, and that's your grocery money. When it's gone, it's gone. And one thing we know is when people use credit cards and loans, it blurs the line between wants and needs.
For sure.
And the next part is shop alone if you can. Every time you take somebody in the store with you, whether it's kid, partners, or whatever, it can turn into I'm just grabbing a few things into a cart full of extras.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it tight. Keep it focused. And here's a big one. Cook once, eat twice.
Yes.
If you're cooking chicken, maybe you could turn it into soup or tacos tomorrow. The next thing is stretch beyond the store. Now, right at this moment, the growing season is over in Michigan, where we are, with a $2 pack of seeds can grow you a lot of food. And listen, you don't have to have land to do this. You can grow in pots and containers. Randy, I grew over 20 pounds of potatoes in containers.
What?
Yes. And listen, you can do that from store-bought potatoes. The other thing is get to know your community resources, food pantries, community fridges, church distribution days. They're not just for the unemployed. They're for anyone trying to stay afloat. Listen, there's dignity in using what's available. That's community, not charity.
Yeah.
So step four is keep perspective. This is about more than saving a few dollars. It's about breaking the habit of thinking debt is the only option when times get tight. Debt promises relief today, but it takes it tomorrow. So buy now, pay later. The pay later doesn't go away. So those are the four steps for trying to address the situation. Once again, think about how we think about food. Change your mindset. Make your grocery trip a strategy, not a struggle. Look beyond the store to solve some of your needs. And finally, keep perspective.
Yes. Absolutely. All good strategies, especially during these times. And we'll get all of that up on the website shortly at TakeControlTuesday.com. And as always, Mansa, thank you.
Thank you.